Yeah, we are going to continue the hour by talking about a new program that has recently launched in the last few months, offering virtual tutoring to 5th to 12th graders in Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools, Orange County Schools, and students around the area. It's called Tutoring After 6 p.m. It just launched a few months ago, and it's already helped dozens of kids in our community learn and grow and get better. It's all part of a larger organization called Grow Your World, co-founded by Sophie Superman, who's the executive director as well, and joins us here now in the studio to talk about that and the tutoring program. Sophie, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
It's a treat. Thank you.
So tell us how, first of all, Grow Your World, before we get into tutoring after 6 p.m., for folks who don't know, tell us the origin of Grow Your World and what you do there.
So we started in 2019 with the goal of building connections between people from different backgrounds to create access to new opportunities and new professional relationships. We centered middle schoolers because developmentally their brains are exploding and they're looking for mentors and role models outside of their families. We wanted to capitalize on that energy and create safe ways for them to grow and connect with the world. So the goal really of the whole program was to increase equitable outcomes and cultural competence, not just for youth, but the adults they interacted with. We saw a lack of opportunities for people of different backgrounds to get to know one another in ways that weren't mediated by power dynamics. So we wanted to create that space and be part of that space. We operated as an after-school enrichment program in Durham and Orange counties initially, and we picked up kids after school and spent the next 3 hours exploring the area. We would go to local restaurants and coffee shops, and we'd get to know community members with a vast array of backgrounds.
Awesome.
And interests and experiences. Yeah, it was so fun.
What were the most fun experiences that the kids had that you had?
You know, I think just getting kids out in the community allowed them to realize that they were community members, not just to be housed in different locations. So seeing them have authentic interactions with restaurant owners, with we went to the Nasher Museum, getting them out and engaged and just being real people and seeing their autonomy.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how did tutoring after 6 p.m. get started?
So when we pivoted to online and COVID, it became this blessing in disguise for us because we could now reach kids where we couldn't drive. And that allowed us to connect with over 50 students out of the gate. And with college students, we started with a staff of 5 and we pivoted to over 20 volunteers and staff. It was crazy. But we recognized that just offering that 3-hour window of connection and engagement was not impacting their day in school. So they would come out and they would still be saying, you know, I don't feel good. You know, the ways that kids
middle schoolers,
say
am I right? Yeah.
Right. Yep. And you know, we as adults do it too. So, so when we expanded to tutoring, we continued to utilize this near peer mentorship relationship with the college students, which really just allows people who are old enough to be role models, but young enough to be relatable, to really play this role that, you know, I, as a 36-year-old, no longer get to play. And so...
how are you, fellow kids?
I know. Yeah. Exactly, exactly. We are no longer kids. And so they are, though. And so that is just a natural magnet for middle and high schoolers. And so we, with the tutoring program, we worked with 48 students from January to now, over half of whom came from Spanish-speaking families. We got our data at the end of April, and we found that 79% of kids overall had improved their grades.
Nice. All subjects, just whatever they needed?
Yeah, all subjects. So math, ELA, history, social studies, sciences, world language was, or Spanish was one thing one kid got tutored in, but overall, kids were receiving either one subject and up to 4 subjects in a tutoring session. And when we looked at just the Spanish-speaking data, they went up 100% in all the categories we measured. So that was grades, that was improved confidence and academic potential, that was improved mental health, and 90% of all kids said they wanted to participate again if in the next school year, and 100% of all Spanish speakers. So
awesome.
We really were stoked that this virtual model had such an impact.
How did you connect with the students and the tutors? Did you find them? Did they find you?
Yeah, so we worked with community partners. We worked with Reintegration Support Network, Boomerang Youth, and Beyond Expectations to support and do outreach to tutors and to the students. We have connections within the schools and through Family Success Alliance. Mariela Hernandez was at the initiation of this, saying we need a program after six for kids who are doing sports but then come home and need help with homework. So that was the impetus to really bring this about at the time that we did.
Speaking with Sophie Superman, Grow Your World is the larger organization. Tutoring After 6 p.m. is this program that we're talking about right now. What's next now that we're gradually getting out of the spring semester and moving into summer? What's on tap?
Yeah, so we feel really positive about our proof of concept. We did this on a shoestring budget and a ton of goodwill, which was a blast, but we would love to bring this program to scale. And we are looking to expand our ability to serve at least 300 youth. And we're looking for partners in doing that. We're also focused on increasing our diversity of service. And so we know that that means a diverse student population. And so we are looking for partners, really, to be able to make this possible.
People want to help out. What can they do? Where can they go?
So growyourworld.org is our website. Our contact information is there. We would love to connect with universities. We'd love to connect with funders. We'd love to connect with schools. We are looking to build. So let us know.
And now that people are starting to venture out a little bit more and a little bit more, is Grow Your World going to go back to taking people out again?
Yeah, we are evaluating that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been really wonderful that virtual has allowed us to reach the 25 miles and 22 miles of Orange County, connecting kids and not having to worry about cars and transportation. So we want to make sure we don't lose access to people who may not have it, and that we're building those bridges. So we'll see.
GrowYourWorld.org is the website. Go there, find out more. Tutoring After 6 p.m., the most recent program ongoing right now. Head to the website if you want more information, you want to get involved. If you've got kids that might need to get involved or college students who might want to be tutors, head to the website and find Sophie and get in touch, because they will want to hear from you. Sophie Superman, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.